The real story behind RSV and the so-called triple-demic. MSM sources are now warning of co-pandemics of flu, RSV, and COVID. But is there any reason to be afraid? By Kit Knightley. Published November 9, 2022. Narrated by Carrie Butler. The quote-unquote triple-demic is upon us, according to the mainstream media. What is a triple-demic, you ask? Apparently, it's when we have simultaneous pandemics of influenza, COVID, and RSV at the same time. At least, according to the LA Times. Quote, a triple-demic of flu, RSV, and COVID is feared in California. And The Atlantic. Quote, what a triple-demic means for your body. End quote. And CBS, quote, triple-demic in U.S. could bring deluge of patients to hospitals, end quote. All three stories, and there are many others out there too, hit the same handful of talking points. They report that the flu is back after its mysterious disappearance during the COVID pandemic. The Atlantic notes U.S. flu cases reduced by well over 90% and calls it getting lucky. The doublethink is unbelievable. They also warn that COVID is still around, or not over, or some variation on that theme. However, the main thrust of the fear is reserved for RSV. Now, you're all probably more than familiar with flu, and you're definitely tired of hearing about COVID, but RSV could be a new one for you, so let me explain. The virus. Respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, is, according to virus theory, one of the many viruses circulating in the general population at all times. To quote the Mayo Clinic's website, quote, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, causes infections of the lungs and respiratory tract. It's so common that most children have been infected with the virus by age 2. Respiratory syncytial virus can also infect adults. In adults and older, healthy children, RSV symptoms are mild and typically mimic the common cold. End quote. And according to the CDC, quote, almost all children will have had an RSV infection by their second birthday. Most RSV infections go away on their own in a week or two. End quote. So, according to official sources, RSV is not serious in the vast majority of cases, and almost all of us have already had it. In fact, seeing as the symptoms are both generic and mild, the odds are that you have had it multiple times throughout your life and never really known. It's simply one of the many viruses known to cause what we refer to as the common cold. The deception. There's a trick being played here. And as usual in the age of the pandemic, it's a trick of language. The powers that be are exploiting linguistic ambiguity in order to generate fear. Across most of the world, we simply refer to a cold or the flu, almost interchangeably, to describe the dozen or so respiratory infections we all get throughout our lifetime. Most of the time, we don't know what specific virus or bacteria is supposedly the cause. We have no way of finding out, and it doesn't make any difference, because the symptoms and treatments are all the same. Cough, fever, headache, bed rest, orange juice, and painkillers. Now, essentially, the media are taking advantage of that ubiquitous ambiguity by naming something that has always been there, but pretending it is something new. Here's a case in point. The Scientific American published this article on November 4th. Which headlines, quote, RSV is surging, what we know about this common and surprisingly dangerous virus, end quote. Now, although the headline claims RSV is surprisingly dangerous, the article seems to go out of its way to prove the opposite. Quote, the virus is so common that nearly all children have encountered it by their second birthday. It's that ubiquitous, Flores says. Even adults are exposed to it repeatedly over time, so we develop some immunity to it. In healthy adults and children, though, RSV typically presents as a common cold, with symptoms similar to those caused by other common cold viruses, such as rhinovirus, adenovirus, and a couple of common coronaviruses. For the average person, RSV is little more than a nuisance. End quote. The article does warn that RSV can be particularly dangerous for newborn babies and adults older than age 65, and the immunocompromised. But this is true of literally every pathogen. And even then, they go on to add, quote, only about 1-2% of children under 6 months with RSV need hospitalization, usually for a couple of days, and death is rare, end quote. This is a tactic we're all familiar with. It was routine throughout the COVID narrative for official voices to tell us to be afraid while simultaneously explaining there was nothing to be afraid of. This approach clearly serves some purpose, although I could not say for certain what that might be. Regardless, the deception is obvious and clearly deliberate. The question is, why? The motive. To sum up, there is no reason to fear RSV infection. The media are clear about that themselves, even if they bury it under layers of hysterical headlines. It is just one of the many viruses which cause, or are said to cause, cold or flu symptoms, all of which circulate the whole world constantly, especially at this time of year. There's always a triple-demic, or a quad-demic, or a septemic. The only difference is, now they are naming it. They are taking the routine and pretending it's exceptional, simply to try and frighten you. Why? Well, rather predictably, to sell vaccines. Yes, you'll be relieved to know that just as RSV is hitting the headlines for the first time ever, they've also just produced the first ever vaccines against it. On November 1st, Vox reported, quote, new RSV vaccines are coming. This is very, very good news. End quote. Which claims, quote, after decades of failed efforts to produce an RSV vaccine, several highly effective ones are finally on the verge of approval. End quote. On the same day, Pfizer announced, quote unquote, positive top line data for their new RSV vaccine, with CNN reporting, quote, after promising trial results for maternal RSV vaccine, Pfizer says it will seek FDA approval this year. End quote. That's right. After decades of trying and dozens of failed attempts, the pharmaceutical companies have finally managed to create not just one, but multiple effective vaccines against an endemic virus, just as the virus has hit the headlines. Now, this all sounds rather familiar, doesn't it? If you didn't fall for this last time, you don't need me to warn you. If you did fall for this last time, well, fool you once, shame on them. Fool you twice,